Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number two, brought to you by DraftKings. Another week of the NFL season means another shot for new customers to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. The last 0-0 tie in the NFL was in 1943, so I think this is a pretty safe bet for you. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code KSN, and bet just $1 on any NFL game, and you win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith, and this is quarter number two of our show. Dustin, between segments, I was looking for a statistic, and here I want to throw it at you. After the first quarter of Saturday night's game, Penn State led the game 14-3. First downs, they led 10-4. Total yards was 155-49. They were in pretty good shape, and they put up another field goal before Sean Clifford left the game. Every indicator there said to me the better team was the team in all whites.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, at that point in time, like, Sean Clifford had made the early mistakes. You know, the two interceptions were about as worst case as you can get. Deep in your own end zone, gets bailed out by that. I think Iowa finished this game having scored 3 points off of what ended up being 4 turnovers, but really 3 when Iowa was actually going to have a possession the next time around. So, you know, Penn State's defense did the job and helped Sean Clifford through that early rough patch. And, you know, you obviously saw signs that they were going to be able to string drives together and they were going to be able to score more points. I have no doubt that if Sean Clifford is in this game, you know, they had 17 points at that point in time, that they're going north of 30. And I really do think they're winning this game pretty comfortably because, Penn State's offense was far superior to Iowa's offense. And if Penn State's defense was managing to not make those turnovers sting the way that they were, like, think about that. Two, you know, killer interceptions in the first, you know, I don't know when the second one came exactly time-wise, but two early interceptions and you're leading 17-3, you know, you've gone through the worst case scenario. You have lost PJ Mustipher to injury, a team captain and your big guy up front. You know, not a lot could have gone further off script for Penn State, and they're leading 17-3 with a healthy Sean Clifford there. No doubt about it that he would have engineered a couple more scoring drives for sure. I don't know how you can really dispute that with the way the game was going. I get it that he threw two interceptions, but he looked like he shook those off. I think you can go back and beat yourself up over it. I do think Penn State was that much better with him under center.
And you know what? Had things turned out differently, I thought that the defense's stop after the really bad interception by Sean Clifford, that would have been the turning point of the game. Iowa starting there where they did, and for Penn State's defense to hold them to a field goal, to me, that gave new life to the team. It was a victory for Penn State in holding them to a field goal, and I think Sean Clifford came back on the field a lot more confident player than if they had given up 7 and everybody would have been, oh, woe is us. Look at where this is going. If that leads us to the segue. Let's talk about the defense a little bit. They make that stop. They lose P.J. Mustipher, their best defensive lineman, and we're not sure about what the depth looks like. And they didn't miss a beat, did they?
They really didn't. And you think about what Iowa is going to try to do to you and establish that run game and try to create some big plays off that run game through play action and bootlegs and things like that. Penn State was able to continue playing that straight up, not really needing to have a lot of respect for Spencer Petras being able to beat those cornerbacks over the top, even without PJ Mustipher, which is amazing. You know, you're talking about, Linderbaum, their center, being probably a first round draft pick. And then you lose PJ Mustipher, the anchor to that entire group up front, not just the interior, but the group. Devon Ellis is out for at least a couple series, I think. And so you have, you have that rotation kind of hamstrung, but you're still playing it straight up and taking care of business. Tyler Goodson finished averaging what, like 3.2 yards per carry. And this one, Iowa in the game averaged around 3 yards per carry. They took away the run game, and Spencer Petras just is not the quarterback who's going to put that offense on his back. And Penn State made sure of it. You know, it's pretty amazing what this defense was able to do, considering the turnovers, considering that early short field, considering losing PJ Mustipher, and then late, in the second half of this game, to bottle it, with the exception of that one good play call from Brian Ferentz to get Spencer Petras on the move to the right and looking back to the left. You know, with the exception of that one, mix up, I suppose, this Penn State defense just answered the bell again and again and again. The only reason that Taquan Roberson got a dozen chances, even though they were coming out of deep in his own territory, was because Penn State was continuously making Torrey Taylor punt. You know, I came away with a higher opinion of Penn State's defense out of this game than I did coming into it.
I'm with you on that. And by the way, the numbers on Tyler Goodson was he averaged 3.5 yards a carry. And that was what Iowa builds their offense around. And you hold that guy to 3.5 yards. And perhaps maybe even more impressive was 11 tackles for loss. That means you're dominating a bit at that line of scrimmage to make tackles behind the line of scrimmage. And you're doing that without your big guy in the middle, PJ Mustipher.
I think, to me, this is just further evidence that Jesse Lucchetta and Arnold Ebiketie are, I don't know where they rank among bookends nationally, but they have got to be among the top 10 in the country, the 1-2 punch at defensive end. What they finished, I think they combined for 6 tackles for loss between them in this game, 2.5 and 3.5. I could pull up the box score, but I'm too lazy, Jim. I have it on another tab. I didn't want to leave.
I have it in front of me. Yes, they combined for 6 tackles for loss, and very impressive.
And I think, what's really amazing about these guys is that they are big and strong and physical enough to play that role in the run game, to seal the edge, to beat their man, whether it's run blocking or pass blocking. And they're both explosive and aggressive and, physical enough as pass rushers to unleash in the passing game too. It's really difficult to find not just one, but 2 defensive ends, neither of whom were defensive ends on Penn State's roster in 2020. Arnold Ebiketie, obviously coming from Temple. Jesse Lucchetta was an outside linebacker. To find 2 guys who are true dual threats, and who can really dominate from their spots, one down after another, after another, after another. There's no inconsistencies in their play. There's no drop in their effort. Their motor is going to continue running hot. I mean, these guys are both elite pass rushers and run defenders both. And, you want to talk about the biggest difference between the 2020 Penn State defense and the 2021. And there are many differences. To me, I mean, that was on display at Iowa. These 2 guys doing what they're doing against a program that's renowned for its ability to create one good offensive line after another.
And you also saw this was a bit of a coming out party for Curtis Jacobs also. It was funny, last week in our Ask Ross segment, someone sent in a question where they said, "We never hear his name. Does that mean he's quietly doing his job, or does it mean he's not doing anything to help the defense?" This was the first game that I think we saw him make plays for you.
Yeah, and I think Brandon Smith was in the same position on the field last year, that linebacker position. And you said the same thing about him for a while. I think part of it is the position. Part of it is, you know, you're still talking about a guy in Curtis Jacobs who, you know, is a sophomore on Penn State's roster, but really has freshman eligibility. You're talking about a guy who got, you know, a fair number of snaps last year, enough to see the possibilities, but not really. I mean, he's still very, very new to this position. So I think he's still just a half a step slow in some of these situations, you know, playing as fast as he actually is as a football player. And I think Saturday was a really good indication that the game is starting to slow down for him and he's going to be able to kind of be on more of his toes as opposed to his heels. Reading things and seeing them and diagnosing them faster, you know, two tackles for loss, a sack, and another quarterback hurry. If you're getting him into the rhythm of rushing the passer and making an impact in pass coverage the way that he has and making plays behind the line of scrimmage, this is just another, I think, unfair development for this defense. And, you know, I think the result really takes away from, I thought Penn State was winning this game, and I thought Penn State's defense was coming out of this game with national recognition as being one of the top probably five units in the country, because I think that's still what they are.
When I look at this defense, and I didn't even get to Ellis Brooks, who had a phenomenal game with his, well, let's talk about 14 tackles from Ellis Brooks. I can't just bypass it and get to the next topic, Dusty, because it was too impressive. He, early in the season, he had a wonderful game against Wisconsin, and it's like been a little bit quiet, but all of a sudden again, what a huge game from him. But we could talk about probably every level of player, but Ellis Brooks really stood out again on Saturday.
He has a way of being everywhere, and I think what Penn State is able to do, and he's one of a bunch of guys that you can say this about, is that whatever Brent Pry could dream of asking Ellis Brooks to do, he's capable of doing it. We've seen him blitz up the middle, you know, delayed blitzes, whatever. We've seen him rush off the edge. We've seen him drop into cover. It's not really his forte necessarily at this point, but physical in the run game, making plays behind the line of scrimmage, you know, reading blocks, getting east to west. I mean, everything Brent Pry could want him to do, he's able to do. And in this one, you know, I thought his stat line with the 14 tackles was great, but I thought he impacted the game in some other ways even better. Like, there was one play where Spencer Petras didn't quite give himself up, but didn't quite, you know, he was in between sliding and not. And Ellis Brooks was able to get low underneath him, deliver a big hit legally, and take advantage of that situation. It was just, I think, his football IQ. James Franklin has talked about it a lot. That's just one of many examples that his football IQ shows up, and I think that shows in 14 tackles.
That is it for quarter number two. As always, we're going to continue that conversation about last Saturday's game in quarter number three. Stick around for that.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.